state. We stress our full support for the work and mandate of the monitoring mission in Ukraine, whose latest report underscores the widespread and systematic torture of captured Ukrainian military agents by the Russian forces under the oversight of Russia's authorities. Prisoners of war, as well as civilians, must be treated in line with international humanitarian law and human rights standards. We deplore the rhetoric used by Russian public figures explicitly encouraging torture, inhumane treatments, or killings. All parties to the conflict must respect international humanitarian law and human rights law and ensure timely and effective investigations into all alleged violations. Romania strongly condemns Russia's attacks on Ukrainian civilian infrastructure, especially targeting energy infrastructure across Ukraine, that will have severe consequences on the civilian population with winter approaching. Russia must respect its obligation as an occupying power and allow OHCHR full access for independent monitoring. Instead, deportations continue, and so do the practices of arbitrary detentions, torture and enforced disappearances, killings, and cases of sexual violence against POVs and Ukrainian civilians. High Commissioner, are there ways in which the international community could engage more to help stop the systematic use of torture methods against POVs and civilians by Russian forces? Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Vice.